From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Peace talks between the warring factions in South Sudan have stalled. In the meantime, fighting there continues in a conflict that threatens to ignite an ethnic civil war. More than 200,000 people have been displaced. A major stumbling block in negotiations is the fate of 11 political prisoners. Many of them are heroes in the country's long war of independence, but they now stand accused of plotting to bring down the democracy that they helped create. NPR's Gregory Warner was in the capital, Juba, where he interviewed one former government official just moments before his arrest.
The unmarked streets of Juba can be a little tough for the outsider to navigate. And so by the time I found the house of Peter Adwak Nyaba, it was 5 o'clock. That meant I had less than an hour to do this interview and get back to my hotel before the citywide curfew.
Relax, I mean, let's begin.
But he insisted that I first drink some of the soda his wife had brought on the tray.
I think it would be much better.
Sure.
Have you water?
There's only one glass. You won't have any?
No, I'm all right.
As I drank, Adwak rubbed the stump of his left leg, a casualty of the long civil war against Sudan. Like other war heroes in the struggle, he was granted a post in the government. He was Minister of Health after South Sudan gained its independence in 2011. But 5 months ago, Adwak and all his fellow ministers were sacked by the president for disloyalty. And now, leaning against the wall beside his aluminum crutches, was a small rolling suitcase he'd packed for prison.
They called me, the Inspector General of the Police, that they will come for me. I'm one of the people who should be arrested.
And what did the Inspector General say you'd be arrested for?
They said it was a coup attempt.
The violence engulfing South Sudan began 3 weeks ago with what the president says was an attempted coup led by the former vice president, Riek Machar. But Adwak denies this charge. He says that President Salva Kiir is trying to purge his party of political rivals. And that Kiir, who before becoming president spent 28 years in the bush fighting Sudan, handles politics like a military campaign.
Because definitely Salva is not a political animal. He's a soldier and doesn't perceive the political process as some of us perceive it.
Adwak says the unraveling of South Sudan began not with an attempted coup, but months earlier, when Riek Machar declared his intention to run for president. Kiir's response to this political threat, he says, was to fire his cabinet and use his executive power to strong-arm the process.
He looks at it as from a military point of view, and he gives orders.
And Peter Adwak says that that is when the world's newest democracy, South Sudan, failed the true test of any democracy. That is, having made it through the first election, it failed to reach the all-important second election, the one where an existing ruler may be asked to peacefully hand over power. Even though the elections are a year and a half away, the country has been now derailed by ethnic conflict.
The democratic culture is still very shallow. So, I mean, it is a long struggle, you know, to bring these concepts really to minds of people and say they can internalize them.
He said internalizing these concepts is only a matter of time, 5 to 10 years or so. But a few minutes after he spoke these words, Peter Adwak ran out of time. His wife burst in and hurried me into the spare bedroom. The police had come.
Okay, so I'm now in the Adwak spare room.
Now, I'm whispering here because the South Sudanese police don't know I'm here. And his wife, Abuk Payiti, has begged me not to show my face.
They're searching the house now.
Abuk pops her head in one more time to say that dozens of police officers armed with machine guns have now taken away the one-legged ex-minister.
But I prevent them not to enter, because if they enter and they get your things, we'll put you another in problem.
The next day, it was official. Adwak's name was on the list of coup plotters. This is the Minister of Information, Michael Makwe Luth, at a press conference. After he read the list, he was asked what might happen to these men.
Okay, the harshest penalty is death sentence, either by firing squad or to be hanged by the neck until you are dead.
President Kiir's insistence that this was indeed a coup and not just democratic dissent has stalled peace talks now underway in Ethiopia. Riek Machar wants to negotiate for the prisoners' release. Kiir refuses. Only Peter Adwak has been set free, although he's essentially on house arrest, forbidden from leaving the country. And when I spoke to him today, he told me he's worried that South Sudan is running out of time. that each day that the war drags on, there's less chance to rescue this democracy. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.